94.5 WELY is the end of the road radio. I'm Brett Ross with our Wilderness Update, brought to you by the BWCAW Coalition, funded by Lake County and St. Louis County. And I'm joined today by Bill Teft from Ely Field Naturalist. Hello, Bill Teft.
Hello, Brett.
How's it going?
It's going great. It's a beautiful day, and it's fall, and there's lots of good things going on in the world, it seems like. So.
I always like that transition into fall, the cooler mornings, the change into the leaves, obviously. A little less daylight, but the daylight we have lately has been pretty solid, so can't complain
about
that.
Moon
at
night.
For sure, absolutely. So talk about what's going on from the field naturalist perspective as we make that transition into fall.
Well, I guess our thoughts have been focused over the years, but even more so at this time of the year. We've been waiting for fall because of the interest in trying to do some volunteer work and service work and accomplish some things in our forests around us here. And this is the perfect time of year to do it. So last year at this time, we were working with a group that was put together, the Ely Area Invasives team of representatives from various agencies, local governments, and others. And we wrote a grant last fall, and that was led by the North St. Louis County Soil and Water Conservation District, and we received it. So
all right,
now we get to implement it this fall, and it falls right into everything that's happening today. Like, we have the fall equinox, so we're excited about the start of fall. And then Saturday we have the National Public Lands Day, so that feels like the right day to really get some activity going.
For sure. So what sort of activities are going on for National Public Lands Day?
Well, the group within our group that we are excited about is the National Forest Service, Spear National Forest District Office, Aram, the new district ranger, and the new person that's in the in environmental education role have set up and put on the national calendar an event at the Kishwe District Office on the east end of Ely. Many people know it because they go there to get their permits or other information, and so we're going to have volunteers that will come on Saturday, and we're going to try to cover that entire property that they have there around the district office, which is mostly forested, and try to remove buckthorn and some of the bush honeysuckles that are invasive, and essentially anything we can find that's a woody shrub that's been invading that forest. And it'll be a demonstration really for participants to see what they can do on their own private property, or hopefully even can be done on other public land like city land and state land and other things in our area. There's a bunch of landowners locally, some of which who've been working on buckthorn for years, that really are enthused about the idea of having a broader participation in this effort.
So I imagine it's a big educational piece with the event going on this weekend, to just simply be able to identify the invasive species and then to sort of be hands-on, which is often the best way to learn and understand invasive species, is to actually be out there and get your hands on them. I know buckthorn, not something you necessarily want to get your hands on unless you know what you're looking at, but once you see buckthorn, I feel like you know it. So I'm guessing that's a big part of it, is just educating people this weekend, the people that come out, on how to identify the invasive species and then what to do once you do identify them.
I think that's entirely true, even just from my experiences, even being out this morning, is that, and yesterday with some friends, is that there's a lot of different things growing under the taller trees in the forest, and some of them look a lot alike, and you can try to tell people, you know, what they should be looking for, but really it's best if they actually get out and try to find some of these things themselves, mm-hmm. and then not only begin to recognize what is buckthorn or another invasive, or what isn't. So, you know, you know what's not invasive, then it makes it easier to zero in on things that are. So
once you identify it and you know for certain that it is an invasive species, what's the next step after that?
Well, the next step of it is to, depends on the size of it, for one thing. You know, a couple of them that I picked, I found this morning that were not very large at all. You can just pull them right out of the ground, mm-hmm. Especially with the recent rains we've had.
Right.
It makes it easy. And that's the ideal situation. But as they get bigger, their root systems are larger. So generally, you cut them off as low to the ground as you can. But as you might imagine, that still leaves the root system in the ground,
right.
And they can resprout, and they will. So there is a chemical treatment that that we'll have Saturday, and people can acquire. Essentially, you spray it on the stub, and that ideally goes down in, gets drawn down into the root system and helps prevent that particular plant from resprouting and growing.
And so go ahead.
And then you probably want to just leave them there, mm-hmm. because they're not going to do any damage once they're dead.
Mm-hmm. So talk about some of the other invasive plants that we see in our area. You mentioned the buckthorn. What are some of the other invasives that you're going to be going over on this event this weekend and that you like to really familiarize people with here in the area?
We can point out some other things, but we're really focusing this time of the year on the woody ones. Mm-hmm. So there's two kinds of buckthorn. There's common buckthorn, which is the most prevalent, and people, you know, once they get to know it, they'll see it, you know, when they're in and around town. It's predominantly in our city areas. That's where it got introduced and started, and part of the effort is to keep it from spreading outside of that. There also is a glossy buckthorn, and to my knowledge, there's only been one location in Ely, a hedge, where it was ever planted, and it doesn't seem to have done very well at all. And then there's also Siberian pea shrub, which is probably the easiest and most familiar thing that people can find in our town, because it was in across the Iron Ranges, because it was planted everywhere in disturbed areas, and it's planted in hedges all around town. So the legume, which means it's kind of the pea family, and it's got a pod that has seeds and yellow flowers, and it's just spread just like buckthorn under the forest, throughout the edges and around town, around the Trezona Trail. You walk around town, you'll see it, there's a hedge almost everywhere. And so if we find that, we'll cut that too, even though I haven't found any, fortunately, on the Forest Service property. But I know in the adjoining areas at the college and other places in town, it's quite common. So that we would like people to know. And then the other is also a plant that people have planted around their homes oftentimes, and that's honeysuckle, which are, if you have honeysuckles, which are a bush, mm-hmm. a relatively tall bush, and in fact they're kind of grouped as bush honeysuckles, they do the same thing. They spread through the forest areas, and we've found them in a number of public areas in the city and people's private property, and that was the other invasive shrub that we found today at the district office that they also do the same thing we do as a buckthorn.
Okay. So what are the predominant causes or introduction, methods of introduction of these invasive plants into our area?
Well, initially, buckthorn and Siberian pea shrub were just planted as landscape plants. And there's even other trees maybe that aren't as serious. Like we also looked at an Amur maple, which was planted as a landscape plant all around the Voyager Visitor Center, which is now the Wolf Center, which is a tree. And it spreads the same fashion the others do. Once it gets planted, they get spread by seeds predominantly. Buckthorn has a fruit on it. It has either male or female buckthorns. And so at this time of the year, if you find a buckthorn and it's covered with a dark black fruit, that's eaten by birds, and the seeds are distributed and it's spread by that means once they're established. They also can sprout from their roots, like we talked about earlier. And so that's another way that they can spread, but not as quickly can they spread over distances as they can by having birds assist in that, and the same with honeysuckles. They eat the fruit and spread the seeds. And so those are primary needs. But I have friends that have invited members of the Ely Field Naturalists or other friends to come and act kind of as consultants and taking a look at their property in town. Some people can't identify it or don't know what it is, and so we've gone and just kind of did a consult of their yard and marked everything that was in those three categories, pea shrub or buckthorn or honeysuckles, and then we went in and removed all of those and then went to the process. And that's why this is a great time of year. If you go after some of these things this fall, then by spring you'll be ready to possibly plant in their place some beneficial things, some native fruiting plants, and maybe some that benefit you or benefit wildlife or just don't do the harm that the invasive do.
Excellent. So a great opportunity for people to learn about invasive species and to help protect the ecology of our forest lands up here. Give some details, if you could, please, about this National Public Lands Day on Saturday.
Essentially, it'll be starting at 9 o'clock at the district office, right across the highway there from the Wolf Center on the east end of Ely, and at, people can start getting ready for the opening activities. There'll be a little brief welcome and introduction of the event at 9 o'clock with the district ranger welcoming them, and then we will go from there by 9:30 into the project work and divide up into groups. Volunteers should come with gloves, bring gloves to wear, because buckthorn can be a little pokey if you don't know how to grab it.
Right.
And good walking shoes, and we'll be walking through the forest, or if some people want to bring a walking stick or something like that, they can do that. And we'll just divide up into groups, and we'll have a leader for each group and a spray bottle, and wherever we can find them, with either loppers or a little brush saw or something of that manner. If they want to bring them, that would be helpful. And then we can just cut off the shrub and then spray it and keep moving on around the area. And I think it's going to be a great project because the area isn't overwhelmed already. And so by doing this, we're really kind of nipping it in the bud, almost literally.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully then what the Forest Service will continue to do here and on the other district offices, they've been doing some of this, is try to have something like this scheduled regularly enough that they can, you know, keep any others that start to crop up from getting a handhold in any of their areas. And if others throughout the community, whether it's, you know, whether it's the Wolf Center or the Bear Center or the city lands or private landowners can do that, that's really what it's going to take. It's going to take more of a community effort, and I guess that's what we're excited about, is trying to support that. We do have a grant. We did get the grant, and so later on, over the next month, we're going to be trying to locate sites, because we're going to have a Conservation Corps group that the grant will support coming up and working on some private landowners' locations that are selected and some public locations that are selected to try to do about 40 hours of work, 4 10-hour days of really going after some of the areas that we can target and use as demonstrations also.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for organizing this, Bill, and for taking the time today to give us the lowdown on that. It's going on this Saturday at the Cowichery Ranger District on the east side of Ely for National Public Lands Day. And Bill, it was good to have you back on the radio. It's been a while. We might have to have you come back and maybe talk about bird migration. And
It's great to have WELY doing this, providing this service, and being a partner too.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Bill Teft from Ely Field Naturalists. The BWCA Coalition brings us our wilderness update in partnership with federal, state, nonprofit, and business organizations to prevent the introduction of aquatic invasive species into the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Thank you for tuning in. It's the End of the Road Radio, WELY.